Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks.
There it is. There's that jingle. It's time for Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks, brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinkin' Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. You know the rules, kids. We'll go over last week's tourney and then hop into this one. Weird week last week.
54-hole, no-cut event. Winner, Wyndham Clark.
Yep.
Not a live event.
No.
Ironic. The first elevated event for the PGA Tour season went beat by beat with live.
Sure did.
Yeah.
The other part about it is he shoots a 12 under on what ended up being the final day.
Had a putt for a 59, eagle putt on 18. He also left the last three putts he hit that weren't like, you know, the tap-ins.
Sure.
Like an inch short. So he could have shot 57, really.
He could have. Like, he was doing some weird shit. You and I were texting each other. When he went left-handed with a, it looked like a wedge, and he was trying to putt it, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, this is
couldn't miss a putt.
No.
Couldn't miss a putt.
It was nuts, man. It was absolutely nuts. And then, did he know going in? Because I thought, another thing that I had chatted with you about was I thought they were going to finish this up on Monday. It would be fine.
Maybe Tuesday.
Maybe. And they didn't do that either.
Really windy. Got boots on the ground from mm-hmm. Giorgio.
Okay.
He was live streaming through the storm. Said the stream didn't drop.
Was he there?
He wasn't at Pebble, but he's around Pebble. He was doing a music festival like in that area.
Okay.
Had to live stream through that storm.
All right.
I mean, he said it was fine.
Look, I thought they could have played.
It would have been awesome to see them play.
Same, dude. And I was looking forward to that.
It would have been a total disaster. Like, everybody would have been in, everyone in the field was eligible to win.
And our picks would have had a shot. Then
people
would
have shot like 95.
It
would have been sick.
It would have been the best. And they decided not to do that.
That's fun.
Well, the other part of it too was it killed the Sunday. Because we don't have any fucking sports mm-hmm. on Sunday. I wasn't watching the goddamn Pro Bowl.
Could have turned on live.
So I'm looking through the thing, and I'm trying to find it, and I'm like, well, where is this?
Did you go to Mayakoba? You go to the CW?
I
get to watch Joaquin Neiman close it out?
So do they have the full rights over there?
I guess CW, yeah.
CW does? Okay.
They also have an app.
Because they've got another tournament this weekend. I see out of the corner of my eye here that you've mm-hmm. got a pick for
I
it.
I do. I got a live Las Vegas pick.
There you go.
And it's solely off vibes. Solely off vibes. We're getting close, too. JT came close last week. I thought he could have, like, if they played another day, Monday or Tuesday or even Sunday, JT could have possibly won that event because dude just couldn't hit a putt.
Yeah.
He was striping it. That's two straight weeks where I picked guys that were probably tee to green the best in the field
mm-hmm.
between Tony Finau at the Farmers and JT at Pebble. And yeah, they just couldn't make any putts.
He's 30-1 this week.
Who, JT?
Yeah, JT Poston is.
No.
Oh, Justin Thomas. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. No, JT's like 9-1.
Because I had JT Poston as well. He was doing great.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I'm talking about Justin Thomas.
Gotcha. The other JT.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was 22-1 last week.
He's a little too gimpy for me.
He's eating carbs again.
He looks good. Look.
He lost too much weight, and he decided he's like, I'm done with the healthy shit. I'm getting back on my bullshit.
And his golf game looks good. He's playing well. He's currently the second favorite this week.
He might win this week, but I'm not picking him.
I'm not picking him either,
I'm not
dude.
Picking anyone that's single.
It's 10-1.
Yeah, no.
It's 10-1 on mybookie.com. So here we are back at Waste Management. Love it. We were there last year.
That was maybe my favorite trip.
Same here. I had an absolute blast. Wanted to go back. Actually had plans to go back
mm-hmm.
with some friends and everything. And some unfortunate news. One of their kids is in the hospital.
Oof.
So was not able to go. And they're still there. So we're thinking about them. And I said, look, we're not going to go without you. Jesse and I were going to go with them. I said, we're not going to go without you. This party is going to continue every single year. And some of my favorite guys aren't in this field. Tell yep. the audience why.
Not an elevated event. Purse isn't that big. You know, guys just dropping out. I think next week, Riviera, that's going to be when everybody plays. That's Tiger's tournament, you know?
I understand it, but this is the party tournament, and this is what everybody mm-hmm. shows out for. It's Super Bowl weekends. Why not elevate this tournament?
I just don't think they want to go three straight or even for some guys, four straight weeks.
Okay.
I mean, it was last year, right?
Yeah.
Phoenix was elevated last year. They're just kind of rotating.
All right. I guess just because it's a personal favorite of mine that I'm kind of butthurt about this, because I was going to go all in on Ludwig this week. He's looked fantastic.
I was going to go all in on
fucking superstar.
I wanted Jason Day in this. I wanted...
Mm-hmm. He played well last week.
Yeah. Yeah. I wanted a couple guys. I wanted Xander in this. No.
Gone. Nobody's here. Scotty Scheffler's back.
Well, Scotty's going for the three-peat.
He is. I don't think he's going to get it.
And miss me if you want to bet 3-1 odds.
Not going
to
do that. And once again, we told you this last week, you can always live line this shit.
Mm-hmm. You get Scotty on Scheffler. Friday or yes. Saturday, better odds probably.
Probably Sunday morning, for Christ's sakes. If yep. he's three back, you'll get him at the same. But yeah, man, very odd not to see all the dudes there. I mean, Rory's not there. I thought Rory would have been there, at least. Where's he? What the fuck's he doing?
Who knows, man?
I know he was in Saudi Arabia playing for some European bullshit.
Yeah.
But still, this everybody loves him. Like, this is where he should be. These are his people. Because one of these picks this week is for the people.
Rory's too busy on the phone with Justin or Jordan Spieth. Just getting into arguments about, you know, Spieth. You know, Rory kind of led this whole PGA Tour thing mm-hmm. with kind of the negotiations and how they're going to move forward. And obviously, a little perturbed, a little annoyed with how things ended with Jay Monahan. So he just kind of up and left. He's like, fuck it, I don't want to be on this committee anymore. Spieth stepped up, and now they're kind of butting heads. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on with Rory. Rory's just kind of over it.
I understand. If I'm Rory, and you left that much money on the table, and then all this is in limbo right now, I get it, man. It's in my opinion, they threw him under the fucking bus.
Rory's just in the opinion of just get the deal done. Like, let's just merge.
At this point,
get everyone together.
At this point, yes.
Because both products are going to, they suck now. Because, I mean, Rahm's over at LIV, yep. Patton's over at LIV. You have, granted, two of the top 10 players in data golf just over at LIV. I think they only have three out of the top 25. But the field is definitely weaker. I mean, mm-hmm. You bring in Cam Smith, DJ. I mean, if you're going to have a 54-hole event at Pebble and Dustin Johnson's not involved, come on.
Come on, brother. Is it really an event?
No.
Yeah, I agree. Who do you got this week?
All right. So we're going with a man that got pretty hot at the end of Pebble.
Okay.
He's been playing pretty well. Kind of blew a tournament earlier this season that he had firm control of. At the Amex, and that's Sam Burns.
Oh boy.
We're going 20-1 on Sam Burns. I think the odds are just too juicy. I mean, the field's not that good. Burns, an elite guy. Especially considering I would make him the third in my own personal power rankings. He's probably the third favorite. But
I 20-1 odds. Never won for me. I can't fucking bet on Sam Burns anymore. I can't do it.
Won,
I love you for
he's
doing
won
it.
Quite
I
a bit on tour. He's done a lot.
Every time I've bet on him, fucking lost.
He wins at least once a year. So I'm thinking it's the Phoenix Open here. We're also going with a guy that has won here twice, has an incredible course record. We're going Hideki.
Hadooks.
He's 40-1. I can't pass up on a two-time Phoenix Open champion of 40-1. Are you kidding me? And then the craziest odds I saw on the board, a dude that's on an absolute heater right now, and he's going to win soon. And that's University of Illinois. Great.
Yeah.
Thomas Dietrich.
There you go.
70-1?
There you go, dude.
Thomas Dietrich, 70-1. Come on, man.
Yeah.
He's hitting his prime. He's hitting his stride. No weaknesses in that game. Mm-hmm. He's going to win soon. He's going to win on tour this year. So, yeah, give me Thomas Dietrich 70-1, because soon enough, his odds are going to be kind of closer to Tommy Fleetwood level, where he's going to be like 35-40-1. So, you give me 70-1 all day. And then, of course, LIV Las Vegas.
There it is.
This is, again, solely off vibes. A man I think will win Saturday in Vegas, show up to the Super Bowl with the trophy, and get hammered drunk. It's Brooks Koepka.
Koepka.
It's Jenna Koepka.
It's meant for them.
Can't you see that in your head?
I agree. Yes.
Can't you just see that in your head?
All of it. And then them getting a suite at the Bellagio or whatever, just blowing it the fuck out, going to the game.
Blowing their LIV money.
Yeah.
They're going to get a suite at the Super Bowl.
Him doing booger sugar all fucking day. And I'm jealous, Brooks. I'm saying this out of jealousy. Congratulations. But I agree with you. I think he hammers his home, takes the money home, and then just blows half of it on a suite and whatever the fuck he's going to do there and lives his best life.
Not the best odds, 13 to 1. 1, but you know what? I don't care.
It's good enough, though. That's anything enough. Over fucking 10 to 1, I'm in. So I get it. Yes, I'm in on Brooks Koepka. I'm with you on that one. All right. For me here in the Waste Management's gut pick, just out of somebody I want to win. So I'm going with a big dick pick that I want to win just out of just personal joy. It'll be right up, you know, until the Super Bowl starts. Jordan Spieth. I want Spieth to win. He's at 16 to 1 right now.
It's a good spot for him because, I mean, he's pretty wayward with the driver.
He did not look great last week.
It's so fine, but
I'm surprised the odds are this low on him because he did not look good. Again, this is a fucking hard pick for me.
It's not a hard pick, though. It's a favorable course for him because it doesn't matter where you drive it here. And he's him and Scotty are masters out of getting out of trouble. Like, that's their whole thing. Their short game's unreal.
Yeah.
So that's a good spot for
But there's a handful of people that I want to see win. Rory was one of them. I'd love to see him win this particular tournament. I just think it'd be good for golf. That's my big dick heart pick here with Jordan Spieth. I'm also going to go with a guy that I don't really like that much. But he's always fucking solid, and it's 30 to 1, and it's Matthew Fitzpatrick. It's just the field isn't great here this week, and it's just a fucking dude who just shows up and he's there. He's gonna be top 10. He's gonna be top 5.
US
might
Open
have a shot
champion.
To win. Yeah, and it's at 30 to 1. I can't not take him here. And then last but not least here, this guy almost won this a couple years ago. I think it would just be fun for the fans. I'm going with Saheath, dude. Saheath don't like it. 35 to 1 here.
Very Jordan Spieth-esque.
He was close a couple years ago. If you guys watched that Netflix doc.
Similar game.
He was, shit, he was up, and then he choked it all away at the end a couple years ago.
He put it in that bunker. It was a tough scene. It was.
It was awful, but I think maturity and everything else is has hopefully kicked in and taken over and a win. Now, obviously, Scottie Scheffler's won here at 4.5 to 1. What's his story, though? He still can't putt and he can't figure it out. I know you love him for the Masters. I do not. But he's once again the favorite here.
Yeah. He's one of the best ball strikers in the world.
He is.
But yeah, the putting's the problem. Although the last Saturday at Pebble, the problem was he actually lost two strokes. He gained strokes for the first time in a long time putting, but he lost two strokes off the tee, I believe, or maybe approach. But
it looked like the weather conditions were in his head. Like, I mean, even just
it was a beautiful day
the
Saturday.
Driver.
I mean, yeah, it was a great day to go low, and Scotty couldn't do it.
It
I don't know.
Weird. It was weird to see. So I don't have a lot of confidence in him coming up.
Back-to-back winners, going for the three-peat.
I don't think he can do it. Three-peats, that's very, very difficult.
It's hard.
Okay, one more time with your picks here.
So we're going Sam Burns at 20 to 1, Hideki 40 to 1, and Thomas Dietrich 70 to 1. I love that pick, actually. I think Dietrich's going to straight up win.
Okay.
So hammer that.
All right, I'll sprinkle something on it. And then I'm going with Jordan Spieth at 16 to 1, Matthew Fitzpatrick at 30 to 1, and then Saheath don't like it. 35 to 1. Let's go. And I, too, am joining you on your Brooks Koepka.
I was about to say, we're all in on Koepka.
We're all on Koepka here on this show.
I see it in my head. I visualize this.
Same.
I know what's going to happen. 13 to 1. Put $100 on it. Win $1,300. Have a good weekend.
Yes. Well, that'll steer you into the Super Bowl because we're all going to be live lining the Super Bowl Chiefs at halftime.
We're definitely not taking the Chiefs straight up now. Wait till they're down 7. Wait till they're down 14. Chiefs are going to win all day, though.
I'm taking the Chiefs now. I'm going to take them in the live line. I'm going to take them all day, all week. Shit, if they let me bet next week, I'm going to do it.
Full transparency, too. I'm going to win money on the Super Bowl no matter what because I have future tickets on the 49ers and Chiefs.
What were they back in the day?
No, I got them like at the beginning of the playoffs.
Oh, okay. What was it then?
49ers was not good. It was like
3 to 1?
No, it was like 2.5 to 1.
Okay.
So, and then maybe it might have been less.
Chiefs might have been 8 to 1, right?
No, I got the Chiefs after the Bills, and then so that was also like 3 to 1.
So I the Bills. I sprinkled weeks ago, probably 3 or 4 weeks before the postseason at 18 to 1. Didn't pay off, brother. Didn't pay off. I don't know why I bet against the Chiefs at all.
But I'm essentially just taking that money that I know is guaranteed. Like worst case, I make like $200 on the Super Bowl, And then I'm just putting it all on my guys.
There you go.
So these are just free. These are free shots for me this week.
That's all it is. And then you can join us in the celebration this weekend by going to mybookie.com, using that promo code DRINKINGBROS to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Shit, I'm so excited. I almost fucking lost my goddamn speech there. I'm amped. I've got a shit ton of money on this weekend. And once again, subscribe to Drinking Bros Sports. I know I say this every fucking show. Subscribe to Drinking Bros Sports on Facebook. You can see all of our live bets on there, including the golf bets. I always post these as well as the Super Bowl picks. Join us. Super Bowl show will be tomorrow as well on this channel. And don't forget to rate Drinking Bros Sports a 5-star on iTunes and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star and you can walk away. For Delco Dan, I'm Ross Patterson. This is Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks. We'll see you on the links.